I really hope that you enjoy these videos. It is so much more difficult to teach a video camera than a real classroom. In this video, we'll deal with the random nature of both the stock and the bond markets. Previously, we've seen that it is not possible to predict with certainty the spot price of a good on an efficient market. However, we saw that we can simulate possible realizations simply by adding small increments. If you now separate the deterministic from the remaining random component, then you can describe the evolution of the spot price as a random variable which satisfies a stochastic differential equation. In the equation written in the notes, the number kappa can be used to distinguish between a normal distribution of the increments and a log-normal distribution. If you now integrate over time this stochastic differential equation, then the first term will give you a uniform or an exponential growth depending on this number kappa. This can be used to, for example, account for the payment of fixed dividends in the case of kappa equals to zero, or compounded interest rates in the case of kappa equals one. The second term reproduces a random walk, which is proportional to the market volatility, and this using a so-called Wiener increment, which has the following properties. First, the Wiener increment over time step dt is a random variable which is drawn from a normal distribution with zero mean and a time step variance. The second property of the Wiener increment is that it is independent of the past. That means even if the price just rose, there is equal probability that the price will rise further or fall down again. A convenient way of writing such a Wiener increment is to draw a random number normally distributed between 0 and 1, or rather 0 mean and unit variance, and multiply this with the square root of the time step you want to take. This is exactly what we do when we do Monte Carlo simulations, where you try to match the mean value of the increment and the variance of the increment with the historical values observed on the markets. This allows you then to calculate expected values from random motions and associate your calculations with possible outcomes on the market. In principle, you could even match higher order moments with the historical values, but experiments done in this sense show that, in fact, little is to be gained with such a procedure. A better description of the market is obtained if you carry out a principal component analysis, trying to identify several imperfectly correlated random numbers which drive the market increments. If you now superpose several stochastic variables, you can account for up to 80 to 90% of the variance on the market if you take only one principal component, and up to 99% if you take up to three. Note always that these principal components are usually correlated among each other, so you have to take into account the correlation factor between the different components. Note that the independence from the past is known in mathematics as the Markov property. That means a Wiener increment satisfies the Markov property. Also, you may be able to find a special random variable which is in fact driftless. That means which does not move up or down in time. It has always a zero mean. These special random numbers are called sometimes numéraires and can be used to divide out the drifts from the values observed on the market. These quantities are then called martingales and are very useful usually to formulate and construct financial models.